Hello and welcome. You're listening to The Broadband Exchange, the podcast from your friends at Telecompetitor. I'm Ian Desher, Pivot's Director of Media and Story and Managing Editor of Telecompetitor. I'm on vacation, so rather than the news roundup, we're bringing you something a little different this week. Recently, Telecompetitor completed a study on the state of AI in rural broadband. 132 broadband companies participated in the study, and we presented some of our findings in a webinar on June 10th. Today, I'm bringing you a snippet of that webinar. First, you'll hear from Steve Baseflug, Senior Insights Manager at Pivot, and then he'll hand it off to Dave Neustraden, who's the CEO of Telecompetitor and Pivot. Let's get into it.
We asked respondents, what is your viewpoint of the eventual impact of AI to your company and the overall industry? 91% expect AI to have a significant impact. Breaking that down, 29% said a profound impact that will fundamentally change our business. And 62% said it will have an important impact that we must carefully adapt, manage, and leverage. So this just confirms how important providers think AI is going to be. 56% say their organization is behind with AI compared to where they should be. And that rises to 66% of smaller providers, those with fewer than 10,000 subscribers. So if you're feeling behind, you're definitely not alone. 35% say they're comfortable with where they are. Only 8% said they're somewhat ahead, and those in marketing roles are a little more likely to say that, a little bit more likely to say they're somewhat ahead. And that's probably because the most usable AI applications today tend to be in marketing, such as content generation, persona development, and customer sentiment analysis. And we've done some of that with AI. Here are two quotes that help reinforce the percentages. This just brings to life the numbers. One person said, we are in the infancy stage. Our primary use has been limited to email, paper writing, case study completion, et cetera. We have a desire to deploy AI more in the day-to-day CSR activity. We'll be touching on CSR activity using AI here in a little bit. Another quote, we're trying to figure out what makes sense, what tools to use for which things, and how to keep an updated policy, and also employee education. We asked, does your organization currently have a defined AI strategy or roadmap? 82% have no clear or defined strategy. 14% have a defined strategy, not yet formalized. And only 4% overall have a formal AI strategy tied to business priorities. 14% of the largest providers indicated that. Those with 20,000 or more subscribers said they have a formal AI strategy. And this quote does a good job of summarizing. We have no formal AI plans or policy at the moment. We have a handful of employees dabbling with various roles. We will start to develop more substantive plans over the next several months. We asked the question, what best describes the current depth of AI use at your organization? Almost half describe AI use as limited or informal. Another half are in stages of exploring, experimenting, or piloting AI. And we're labeling that, we're calling that dabbling. They're dabbling in AI. Dabbling in a good way, but dabbling. Larger providers are further along. 69% of those with more subscribers, 20,000 or more, are experimenting and piloting. And of course, they're more likely to have more resources, more staff specialization, IT and engineering depth, and larger budgets. Overall, only 1% say AI is integrated into core systems or workflows. That's only one respondent out of 132. So as we monitor the pace of AI adoption over time, that 1% will be a key metric that we should watch. Here's another quote here, too, that from one respondent who describes their progress with AI. We're starting the learning process, experimenting with Copilot, and marketing using ChatGPT for creative support. We're implementing a company AI use policy in the next 30 days. We're not on the leading edge, but we have our ear to the ground for great operational use cases. We anticipate using back office AI first. And Dave, I think you had mentioned that you had read some similar comments, right?
Exactly, Steve. As we pored through the comments, it was so enlightening. Really saw four mindsets that were there. You had the AI champions, and they love it. And you could just really see that in their comments, the enthusiasm, the buy-in. They see this as transformational. They love it. That next set of that next mindset was what I'd call practical users. So it's a useful tool. for me. Then you had a mindset of cautious explorer. So you could see that through their comments were either individually or as an organization, kind of just evaluating it carefully. And then you talked about the, you know, the 91%, that means there's 9% that don't think it's going to be significant to the industry. We call those skeptics, and they're really limiting access to AI, kind of really a protectionist mindset. So really, those were the four mindsets that really jumped out. And I think you made this really interesting point here around the fact that 91% feel like it's going to be significant, and yet few have a formal strategy or are testing. So there's really a gap there that is a real key finding between the mindset and the action.
All right. The top two capabilities used today are internal knowledge-based search, 43%. Another 39% say they use AI for targeted marketing. Actually, more marketing folks are likely to say that. And next are cyber threat detection at 27% and network monitoring. And according to the findings, we asked questions about the extent to which they're evaluating as well. According to those findings, these are two of the most heavily evaluated capabilities, which means they're the ones that are more likely to see the most adoption growth. Now, next time we do this study, cyber threat detection and network monitoring. Then we see the percentages drop down quite a ways here to customer call quality assurance at 15%, customer chatbots 14%, 12% agent assist in service, and 11% voice chat or pattern analysis. So customer facing AI obviously is mostly in the evaluation stages right now. Adoption of these tools, though, is going to increase once AI gets to the point of consistently enhancing the customer experience. We really believe that. By solving problems faster and enabling agents to have better interactions, there'll be some good AI tools to allow that. And, I mean, nothing beats human-agent contact where they get the empathy in those interactions. AI is going to help assist with that.
When we looked at the data, that cyber threat detection network monitoring, what really jumped out was the number that were evaluating those. And when you combine use today and evaluating, those really jump out. And that makes a lot of sense. You think about Mythos that came out recently. For the longest time, there's going to be no access because of the danger that was going to be in the wrong hands, the threat that would be, that Mythos technology that Anthropic had. One of the real hopeful things on the cyber threat side will be AI being able to really help us harden our networks and our infrastructure, because it's going to be able to proactively help identify issues. And then the number one threat will be just the human side of cyber attacks. So that's my hope for cyber threat. The findings really aligned with what we're hearing from people and clients, that cyber threat network monitoring, two of the key areas that they're really spending a lot of time with. Internal knowledge-based search, hearing some really great applications there, very common. Companies using that for HR, you know, putting all of your HR materials in one place, having people be able to use AI to query that, get information there. That makes a lot of sense. Techs out in the field, having access to data, being able to resolve problems quicker. That is a great use for AI. The targeted marketing one for AI, we really feel that's likely vendor tools that are being used there versus companies developing their own or using their own applications. Maybe wrong there, that's conjecture, but we know there are vendors in our industry that have made some capabilities available. So this might be a vendor-enabled capability around targeted marketing. Although you hit on a lot of marketers in our industry have been some of the leading voices on using AI in a helpful way, which is great to see. And you made some great points about CX. I think in the hands of companies that are willing to balance the human plus AI, there's going to be some great customer experience capabilities that are developed there.
All right, we've got a couple of comments here from open-ended questions from providers who are developing operational AI right now, and I think these are really telling. We are developing a network monitoring solution integrated with Azure OpenEye, designed to proactively alert us to bandwidth utilization patterns, logging anomalies, interface errors, and other critical performance indicators. Here are a couple of respondents who are a little bit further along. We use AI to monitor the broadband network infrastructure and communicate with customers in an automated fashion. We are fully engaged in the transition to agentic AI for the purpose of improving operating efficiencies, as well as the promise of self-healing networks and customer self-care that is AI guided and enhanced.
This was interesting to see. These comments really come from, you know, those individuals that we talked about, those companies that are farther ahead than others. Maybe this makes some of you nervous when you read some of these comments, but companies are really trying to find ways to use AI to benefit customers and benefit the customer experience. And when you think about network monitoring and automation, the idea that with AI, we can identify problems and fix them before the customer ever knows, that's fantastic. That's fantastic. NVIDIA, which, as you know, is one of the biggest companies in the world now, has come out with a study just this within the last month or so. And in that study, they've identified network automation is now the top area of ROI for telecom providers. So customer experience was the top area of ROI for telecom providers. And now it's network automation. So no surprise that some of you are starting to explore that and benefit from AI in those areas.
That was Steve Basflug and Dave Neustraden with a portion of Telecompetitor's webinar on the findings from our State of AI in Rural Broadband study. The executive summary and the on-demand recording of the webinar will be released soon. Watch Telecompetitor for more news on how to get those. We'll be back to our normal news roundup next week. Thank you for listening to the Broadband Exchange. We'll see you then.